This is Law and Disorder. This is Michael Ratner, president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. You know, I was sitting in the studio the other day. I got an email that said that Donald Rumsfeld had resigned. It's the day, of course, after the election when the Republicans got at least hit in the teeth a little bit. And I read the news and I said to myself, well, I think a lot of people expected this. And I think most of the news media is going to focus on Rumsfeld and the war in Iraq. And of course, that's one big aspect here. But let's all remember that even with regard to that, Rumsfeld is essentially a fall guy in many ways. I mean, he's responsible for what's going on, but in many ways, he's a fall guy because he's the excuse that the Republican administration is using for saying he's the reason the war is going badly. He screwed it up. He botched it up. But in fact, of course, that's only part of what's going on here. This war was botched up, but it was botched up because we went to war at all. This isn't about fighting a war that we did badly or getting rid of this Shiite or that Sunni. This is about a war that should have never happened. And in that sense, it's really not Rumsfeld that ought to go. It's Cheney, Bush, and the whole crowd of them that ought to go because they made an illegal war. But of course, everybody's going to focus on now it's going to get better. They're going to fight this war differently. All BS. In the end here, this is an illegal war. It's a brutal war. It's made us all less safe. It's killed thousands of Iraqis and getting near to 3,000 American soldiers. The focus is going to be on Rumsfeld and the war, but of course we at the Center for Constitutional Rights and anybody concerned with human beings and how they're treated has to be focusing, if they're going to focus on Rumsfeld, on what he has done with regard to torture. He has set this country back 1,000 years. He is basically, along with Cheney and a few others, is one of the key architects of what you have to call the torture program of the United States. It is Donald Rumsfeld, who issued the series of orders regarding the treatment of Guantanamo detainees in December 2002 that authorized the so-called torture techniques. Those included being chained to the floor for periods of time, long periods, isolation, stress positions, hooding, stripping, sexual humiliation, and he even wrote an interrogation technique that says exploit phobias, e.g. dogs. In other words, use dogs against detainees, and particularly, of course, because they're Muslim, and there's an aversion to dogs being unclean. So though he authorized all of those techniques, and then in his own handwriting, not only did the orders come out of his office, but in his own handwriting, he writes on one of them, for example, stress positions, which it said 4 hours, let's say, chaining a guy to the floor. He says, well, how about 7 or 8 hours? I stand for 7 or 8 hours a day. Why can't these guys be chained to the floor for that long? That's the Donald Rumsfeld we're talking about. And then at the Center for Constitutional Rights, we represent someone named Al-Qahtani. Al-Qahtani is in Guantanamo. He's a Saudi. He's been there for a number of years. Rumsfeld himself is the man who actually helped supervise his tortured interrogation. And one of the things they did in terms of torture was they did a false or fake rendition. Rendition is when you send someone to another country for purposes of being tortured. We call it outsourcing torture. They took Al-Qahtani, they blindfolded him, put him on an airplane, I think, took him around, brought him back, pretended as if he was in some country where he knew that the most brutal torture could be practiced. This is Donald Rumsfeld. Yes, remember him for killing and murder in Iraq. Remember him also as one of the architects and one of the people who put in place the building blocks of torture. And my last point on this is a case that the Center for Constitutional Rights is now involved in. We are trying to get Donald Rumsfeld investigated and charged with war crimes in Germany under their concept of universal jurisdiction. That's how Spain was trying to get Pinochet. That's how we are trying to get Donald Rumsfeld. And what's significant about his resignation with regard to that, to the extent he might have had immunity against being prosecuted in Germany, with his resignation, that immunity is over. It's essentially open season on indicting and investigating Donald Rumsfeld for torture anywhere in the world he goes. So I want to encourage not just Germany, but every other country in the world to make it so that there is no safe haven for Donald Rumsfeld, no place that he can be free from being indicted for torture.